92, he was inducted into the IBMA Hall of Fame.
Ralph and Carter Stanley began their recording career in 1947, and Ralph now has over 100 albums to his credit. How many? 150 albums to his credit.
Their material has been recorded by just about every single major bluegrass group in the industry.
Do you all want to give, since we are the festival band, do you want to welcome this gentleman to the Winterhawk stage? Welcome to the Winterhawk stage, Ralph Stanley.
She drives a limousine, I crank the old machine. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business what I do. Sunday I wake up crazy, kill my wife and save my baby. Nobody's business what I do.
Nobody's business what I do.
Ham and eggs and sausage meat. Nobody's business what I eat.
Nobody's business what I do.
Very hard of darkness, these doors
never swing wide, but will be my home forever. It's a wonderful world outside. You're not the man I've been watching so long. In this dreary hole of darkness, these doors will never swing wide, but will be my home forever. It's a wonderful world outside. It will be my home forever, though it's a wonderful world outside.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I usually say it's good to be here, but today I'm going to say I'm thankful to be here. Nice to see a large crowd of you. And we hope you'll enjoy some of the old-time mountain-style, what they call bluegrass music, for the next little while. I'll introduce you to the Clinch Mountain Boys as they come up to play for you. Going to call on the fiddle player. He played with the Stanley Brothers back in the early 50s. You hear him playing the fiddle on a lot of the old Stanley Brothers records that you hear today. He's from the great state of Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. Make welcome Art Stamper.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey. Oh. I want to play one of my dad's tunes here called Horse and Buggy.
Good job, Art. Horse and Buggy-O. Now, folks, I'd like to introduce you to our bass player. He's given me 24 and a half years of honest and dependable service by playing the bass and helping us sing. You've seen him on this stage every time that you saw me. He's glad to be here, and he'll do you a good job today. He's an ex-politician, the ex-mayor of Norton, Virginia, and his name is Jack Cook. Make him welcome. Jack Cook.
Thank you, Newt.
Folks, over on one of the lead guitars is from the great state of Tennessee, up in the eastern part, down Kingsport and Church Hill. I think you'll enjoy his part of the show today. Make welcome James Shelton. One called the Little Rosewood Casket. That's, you don't hear that much anymore. It's a good job, fella. Nice job. Now we introduce you to the lead singer. Sings a lot of the lead. Of course, we've got two or three of them, too. And he's from the great state of Virginia, right in the southwestern part, about 30 miles where I'm from. I've known him for a long time. And I think he'll enjoy his part of the program here today. And his name is Kenneth Davis. A big hand for Kenneth.
Everybody call us mountain folks.
Up at daylight on Monday morning, lots of work that's gotta be done. Working in the hay and hoeing in the cornfield, mountain folk work is never done. Mountain folks, mountain folks, everybody call us mountain folks. Whole lot of work for a little bit of pay, everybody call us mountain folks. That old mule is ready and awake, standing by the gate in the old barnyard. He'll have oats and hay for breakfast, that's why the old man works so hard. Mom and Dad died when we was young. We didn't care what people called us. Think of the work our hands have done. Mountain folks, mountain folks, everybody call us mountain folks. Whole lot of work for a little bit of pay, everybody call us mountain folks. Mountain folks, mountain folks, everybody call us mountain folks. Whole lot of work for a little bit of pay, everybody call us mountain folks.
Mountain folk. Folks, that's in a double CD and a double tape that I'm real proud of. I picked out some of my favorite country artists and some of my favorite bluegrass. They all helped me out. There's 14 different ones, and each one that I'm going to mention helped me do two songs. There's 30 songs on it. Somebody done three, I think. Dwight Yoakam, Vince Gill, Tom T. Hall, George Jones, Bill Monroe, Ricky Skaggs, Jimmy Martin, Charlie Waller of the Country Gentlemen, Larry Sparks, Charlie Sizemore, Emmylou Harris, Allison Krauss, Patti Loveless, and Judy Marshall of the famous Marshall family. I believe that's that 14. They all helped us out, and Mr. Cook right here is a dying to sell some today, and he'll be out at the table after a while with that and a lot more things to sell. If some of you don't know why I'm in this wheelchair, a month ago this past Tuesday, I was up in a truck bed trying to unload a door, and I fell out and broke wasn't my hip, it's what they call the femur, this big thigh bone about just below the hip. Broke it there, broke it all to pieces, so I'll be in this chair for maybe another month or something like that. And I didn't have to study a minute who I would get to play the banjo for me until I sort of recuperated. I've known this young man from this high on up. I've watched him grow up and watched him play the banjo. And I think he does a wonderful job on it. I'd like for you to make welcome Steve Sparkman. A big hand to Steve. Thank you. sir. That's a tune called Coosie. I wrote that tune back about 1955. Steve, that's really laying the thumb down. Now, I've watched this other young gentleman grow up, too, since he was just a little baby. Saw him when he was about a day old. I was gone on a show when he was born, but I got there the next day. He was a day old. I'm real proud of him. I missed about six festivals, I believe, while I was in the hospital. He carried the band on, done the MC work, and I got calls from several of the festival promoters telling me what a fine job that he done. Of course, him and all of the Clinch Mountain Boys, and I'm real proud of that. He is 16 years old. He's my son, Ralph Stanley II. Give him a nice hand. Because, he said, old Ralph, too, won't be there to pay them bills for you. Right. Would you do a song with me? Let me sing one with you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do If I Lose.
Okay.
Well, I never thought I'd need you, but now I find I'm wrong. Come on back, sweet mama, back where you belong. I've gambled over town, find I can't win. Come on back and pick me up again. Now if I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
much I lose.
If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time. Of all the pretty gals I know, there's none to go play. Cause when I get into a jam, they just ain't in the race. But now that you're back here, let's take another round. You hear by my side, babe, but he'll just can't be now. Now if I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
much I lose.
If I lose $100 when I'm trying to win a dime,
thought I need you, but now I find I'm wrong. Come on back, sweet mama, back where you belong. I gambled over town, found I can't win. Come on back, pick me up again. Now if I lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
what I lose. If I lose $100, what I'm trying to win a dime. My baby, she got money all the time.
What do you think about that, Ron? Thank you. Like father, like son. This coming October will make this gentleman right here 48 years in bluegrass music. Give him a nice hand for that. During that time, he's achieved a few awards for himself. To name a few, in 1976, he's presented with the Doctor of Arts degree from Lincoln Memorial University in Harrogate, Tennessee. In 1984, he's presented with the National Heritage Award, given to him by the President of the United States. Give him a nice hand for that. In 1993, he had the best event in bluegrass music for Saturday night and Sunday morning. And this past year, he was nominated for 3 Grammys. And one was with Dwight Yoakam for Country Collaboration of the Year. And he's the first man in bluegrass music to ever be nominated for a country category in country music. Drag on, man. Keep going.
So now, make welcome one half of the Reginald Stanley brothers, my father, Dr. Ralph Stanley. Give him a nice hand.
Walk on the water like Peter.
may not be able to walk.
Like him.
I may not be able to talk.
Like him.
I may not be able to preach like Paul. I may not be able to walk.
Like him.
I may not be able to talk.
Like him.
But I'm willing to try. I may not have the obedience of Abraham's sacrifice. I may not be able to stand so tall. I may not have the endurance of Moses in the wilderness, but I'm willing to try. No, I may not be able to walk.
Like him.
I may not be able to talk.
Like him.
I may not be able to preach like Paul. I may not be able to walk.
Like him.
May not be able to talk.
Like him.
But I'm willing to try. Thank you. Thank you very much. Of course, that was an a cappella, folks, and I hope you enjoyed that. I was the first bluegrass man to start the a cappella singing back several years ago. Since that time, you hear a lot of people doing it, but I'm proud to say that I was the first one to ever do the a cappella on the stage. Got time for two more, and let's do, let's let Art Stamper do that favorite fiddle tune I like, that Kansas City Railroad Blues. Could we do that, Art?
Yeah, I want to hear one train around now.
Yeah, one train.
One train at a time.
Thank you.
one of my favorites at Art Dust. Of course, I guess he could do 500 for you here if you had the time, but that's one of my favorites. And now, folks, we've got time to do one more, but before we do it, all the boys will be out of trying to sell you something. Ralph, too, here has got some pictures of me, and he's got a CD that was made back during the 70s when Keith Whitley and Roy Lee Centers and Vicki Lee was with me, and it's a dandy. So he's got that CD he'll have out there. And you've got a few videos, haven't you, Ralph? That's when I'm teaching my style of banjo playing, about 30 minutes, then there's a lot of singing and other things in it, too. So Art's got his fiddling, James got his guitar picking, and Kenneth has got him, and Jack's got the rest of it. So I guess that's about all. We'll do a little claw hammering, and we'll see you again at what time?
3:30
this afternoon. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Here's a little claw hammer, and we'll say so long to you until about 3:30. That time I recorded it and played it all over the world. People seem to like it, and I hope you'll enjoy it here today as Steve plays it as much as he can, just like my mother taught me. Shout Little Louie.
sidekick Murphy to get for her. Huh? My sidekick here. Thank you.
That's Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We wanted to come back anyway, and we would have been disappointed if you hadn't have brought us back. So we'll do a duet number. What's the name of that, Kenneth?
You Know I'll Be Lonesome, Ralph.
You Know I'll Be Lonesome When You're Gone.
You know I'll be lonesome after you're gone, so don't ever think sit here alone and wait for you to come back to me. I'll have a new love, just wait and see. You may think that I'll sit here alone and let you have fun while you're gone. If you can't have you somebody new, then why can't I have somebody too? You know I'll be lonesome after you're gone, so don't ever think I'll sit here alone and wait for you to come back to me. I'll have a new love, just wait and see. Oh, how I wish that you would be true and love me like you used to do. Then things would be like they used to be when you stayed home and loved me. You know I'll be lonesome after you're gone, so don't ever think I'll sit here alone and wait for you to come back to me. I'll have a new love, just wait and see.
Thanks again. Thanks again, folks. Thank you.
That's Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, and they'll be back around 3 o'clock. So don't go anywhere. They have plenty of CDs and product to sell, so go on over and visit them at the booth.
Right up at the top of the list is this gentleman right here. He is a living legend. And, of course, you can see that he is in a wheelchair. But Ralph Stanley in a wheelchair is still better than 99% of everybody not in a wheelchair. So if you will...
Can you hear me?
Another nice hand for right Dr. On. Ralph. Are we not ready yet? We are. I heard you say something, and I thought I'd been given a hug.
Brag on me.
Oh, yeah. I thought I did. Okay. We know you're ready for some more fine traditional bluegrass music, so here he is, Dr. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Thinking of you, feeling so blue, wanna
while if you mind. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how them girls can love. Remember the night, stroll down the lane, your hearts are getting happy. You whispered to me when I held you close, we hoped that night would never. Get in, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how many girls can love. Riding the night in the high cold wind on the trail of the old lonesome park. Thinking of you, feeling so blue and wild if you are. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how many girls can love. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how many girls can love.
Stone walls and steel bars will live on my mind. I'm a three-time loser, I'm long gone this time. Jealousy has put my young life all for the love of another man's wife. But I've had it coming, I've known all the time. No more stone walls and steel bars, are you on my mind? Stone walls, steel bars, love on my mind. I'm a three-time loser, I'm all gone this guards all around me leading my way. But I've had it coming, I've known all the time. No more stone walls and steel bars, are you on my mind? Stone walls, steel bars, I love on my mind. I'm a three-time loser, I'm long gone this time. I'm a three-time loser, I'm home gone this time.
Thank you very much. Great big howdy again. Good to be back for our second and final show this afternoon. We've still got a nice looking crowd out there with us, and we're going to do our very best to do some good picking and singing for you. And I don't know of anybody else who could beat that fiddle player over there, so I'm going to let him come up and tell you just what he'd like to do.
Well, let's do a little Temperance Reel today, Ralph. Just break the... Thank you.
All right, that's fine, Art. It's a good tune, that Temperance Reel. And now I'm going to get Ralph to help me do something here that we recorded back in the middle 50s. Oh, around 58 or 59, I believe it was. You may have heard it, and if you did, well, you'll recognize it. And if you haven't never heard it, I hope you enjoy it. And it goes sort of like this.
Stranger.
Could you tell me how far it is to Little Rock?
Well, no, sir, couldn't, buddy. Days the devil of binging down here in Pap's old field.
Hello, stranger.
Well, hello again there, stranger.
Your corn looks mighty little and yellow.
Well, I planted a little yellow kind this year.
Well, you must not be figuring on more than a half crop.
Raising on the shares, 50-50.
Well, I don't believe you're too far from a fool.
Do what?
I don't believe you're very far from a fool.
That's right, son. This microphone right here between us.
Hello, Ralph.
Hello, Dad.
Do you mind if I ask myself a question and then answer it too?
No, I don't mind at all, Doctor. You do that.
Why is it you never see any dirt around the top of a gopher hole?
Well, that's your question. Go ahead and answer it.
Well, you see, the old gopher, he goes down to the bottom and digs up.
Well, how'd he get down to the bottom to start?
What?
So how'd he get down to the bottom to start?
That's your question. Stranger.
Well, hello again there, stranger.
Can you tell me where this road down here goes to?
Well, buddy, I've lived here 35 years and ain't went nowhere yet.
Can you tell me how far it is to Little Rock?
Well, I told you I don't know that either.
Well, you know what?
What?
I don't believe you know too much of anything.
Well, I gotta tell you one thing.
What's that?
I ain't lost.
Far to Little Rock. Long time ago. Now we want to get the rootinest, tootinest record salesman this side of the Pecos to come up and do you a good solo number. And Mr. Pecos, what'll it be?
Well, we might as well do that Sitting on Top of the World, I guess, Ralph. Somebody wanted to hear that. I've sung that 100 times, 100,000 times, but
that sounds good.
As long as they want it, we'll give it.
Ready, boy.
Was in the spring, a sunny day, like a gal left me, she's gone away.
Now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
She called me in Dallas, from El Paso. Heck, come on, kill her. Lord, I need you so.
Now she's gone, but kill her, don't worry. Killer sitting on top of the world.
Mississippi River runs deep and wide. And when I'm living on the other side.
Now she's gone. But Booker, don't worry, Booker's sitting on top of the world. Kentucky, the state where I was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world Well, he said, my age is 21, too old to be controlled. So I drew my revolver from my side. I destroyed that poor boy's soul. Get me another woman. You can get you another man. Two folks were before me, an old and a new. I could have these ears, so what must I do? One coat was ugly and terribly torn. The other, the new one, had never been worn. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I off the old coat, put on the new. One coat was ugly and not fit to wear. I thought of it often and shed many tears. Then there was a clean one presented to view. I let off the old coat and I put on the new. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I let off the old coat and put on the new. Now this coat, it fits me and it keeps me so warm. It's good in the winter, it's good in the storm. My Savior has dressed me in garments so right. He filled me with glory, his image I'll bear. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I let off the old coat and put on the new. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's one called Two Coats. We have that recorded. And Jack, I guess you've got some tapes on it out there.
I don't know where we got that or not, but if we ain't, we got all them other good gospel songs, Ralph.
Right. Speaking of the CDs and tapes, Ralph run out of the ones I told you about on the first show, where Roy Lee Sinners and Keith Whitley and Ricky Lee and so forth, Curly Ray Klein and all them people are on with me. But he went back and found about three or four more. So we'll be out at the record table for just a few minutes after we finish, and you can pick that up. Some people came around and wanted it, and he didn't have it there, so he's got three or four there now. So go by and pick it up from Mr. Two here. And now we'd like to do another gospel song. Y'all like gospel? And we'll do one called The White Oak on the Hill.
There's a white oak on the hill at my old Clinch Mountain home that stands straight and true on that windy furlong. And when the cold wind blows, its roots stay bent and low. But when the storm just passed, it straightens up and goes on.
Lord, let me be like that white oak on the hill, and help me to live in your almighty will. Help me on my journey, Lord, to travel on my own, and give me the strength to straighten up.
When I look for my friends, they're not always around. And the good Lord seemed to say, son, get up and do my will. And always remember that old white oak on the hill.
Lord, let me be like that white oak on the hill.
Okay, we hope you enjoyed the gospel songs. We really enjoyed singing them. And we're going to get Ralph to take us off on this one, and both guitars will take a part in it, and also the good fiddle playing over there, too. And it's called Jimmy Brown the Newsboy. Thank you. Good job. Jimmy Brown. Get your banjo there and be Steve, and I'll do a solo number. We have recorded, and this one's called The Room at the Top of the Stairs. She lives all alone on a dark, windy street, in a room at the top of the stairs. She smokes cigarettes and stares at the wall, not knowing that my heart lives her. She takes me inside and helps soothe my troubles and pain. She's warm, she's sweet, her kisses leave me weak. I love it when she touches my face. Talks about the past, the sorrow and regret. She cries about the gray in her eyes. Well, I love her so much, but she just won't believe that any man alive could ever care. I'd been there when she was a girl, before love had treated her unfair. She wouldn't be so sad, and she wouldn't live alone in a room at the top of the stairs. Thank you very much. Room at the top of the stairs. We hope you enjoyed that. We had somebody wanted to hear Poison Love. We'll try that one for you.
Oh, your poison love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. For my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And you know that you are guilty of the shame. Into each life, a love is born for one and one alone, dear. And the love I've chosen surely is not for me. But my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone. And you know that you are guilty of the shame. For your poor love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. For my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And you know that you are guilty of the shame. But still my heart cries out for you, you alone, my darling. And it begs me never, never let you go. But my pleadings have all been in vain for you, you alone, dear.
and you know that you are guilty of the shame. For your poor love has stained the life blood in my heart and soul here, and I know my life will never be the same. For my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear, and you know that you are guilty of the shame.
Thank you very much. Steve, you tune that banjo down, that old D-tuning. You know, for the last few years, everywhere we go, somebody requests Hard Times. And I always, I dread to do that. It's hard to play and you have to tune. But I'll try to talk a little bit and give Steve time to tune down, and then I'll try to give him time to tune back up. And that's a tune that I wrote back in about 1955. It's been a real popular tune. I think it's a good number. It's a little different than most anything that you'll hear played on the banjo. Have you got it? Okay, Hard Times. We're going to do that especially for you. I thought you'd enjoy that. That's a Hard Time. That's a good tune. That means two more songs. Well, I think maybe we can figure out two more to do. I said I'd talk a little bit and give him time to tune back. So I'd like to tell you, next year down at the old home place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia, will be our 25th annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival. And that's between Coburn and McClure, the old farm where I was born and raised on. Since it's 25 years, I'm going to have something special for you. I haven't decided yet just what, but it'll be worth your while. So keep tuning in and listening and reading and so forth, and we'll have a good festival for you next year. And now, what's next? Carolina Mountain Home. I don't know a better one. Carolina Mountain Home, Art. Has Sally Gooden been played much here today or any? Never has? Okay, I'd like for you to hear Art Stamper's version of Sally Gooden. I like it. I think he does a fine job. Have y'all enjoyed our shows? Okay, appreciate it. Maybe the next time I see you, I'll be out of this wheelchair and maybe dancing on one foot anyway. We've enjoyed it, and we appreciate you coming out. This is a great big festival here, and we always enjoy coming up this way because we meet some fine folks up this way. There's none better. We appreciate it. And thank you. And after Art does that Sally Gooden, well, we'll say so long, and may the good Lord bless you.
Hang on, children.
appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And there you have him, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Yeah. All right, before we let him get away, if you really want to, we'll get one more. Do you want one more? Once again, Ralph Stanley.
Okay, I've got my mic back now, folks. We appreciate it, and we really would have been disappointed if you hadn't have brought us back up. We always like to encore. I can prove that by Ron Thomas and Cana Ron. Yes, sir. How you doing? How you think I'm doing? About as good as you? Okay. That's all right then. Okay, thank you. We sung this on the first show, but somebody came by the bus and asked us to do it again. I forgot it. And what is it?
You know I'll be lonesome.
Yeah, you know all he wants.
Do you know I'll be lonesome after you're gone? So don't ever think I'll sit here alone and think of you and come back to me. I'll have a new love, just wait and see. You may think that I'll sit here alone and let you have fun while you're gone. If you can't help me, somebody new, then why can't I help somebody too? You know I'll be lonesome after you're gone, so don't ever think I'll sit here alone and wait for you to come back to me. I'll have a new love, just wait and see. Then things would be like they used to be when you stayed home and loved me. You know I'll be lonesome after you're gone, so don't ever think I'll sit here alone and wait for you to come back to me. I'll have a new love, just wait and see.
Thanks again. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys once again. Proud to have them here to be a part of Winter Hawk 94.